All right, everybody. My name is Megan Miller, and I'm the Small Grains Extension Assistant at North Carolina State University, and I'll be the last one of our crew talking at you guys today. And today I'm going to talk to you about how we're working on changing how heading date is predicted in the state of North Carolina. So currently, maturity information for wheat is categorized as early, medium, or late. But unfortunately, if you just have a category like that, you are not able to tell a grower on what day or even what week that early maturing variety will be heading in their field. And that is especially because these categories are relative. So and if the Georgia official variety test has different varieties in their test than we do in our test, they may be calling something early that we would be calling medium or late. And so we wanted a way to quantify that to help growers make better management decisions, such as fungicide applications or scouting for all the freeze damage you guys have just heard about. So the objective of this project is to develop a model that provides maturities based on growing degree units that will provide growers a calendar date range based on weather predictions for when their varieties will be at 50% heading. And as I said, this will allow us to provide more targeted freeze scouting information and also more targeted fungicide application information. And we're doing this with something called a growing degree unit, or a GDU. It's really easy to calculate. You pretty much just take the average temperature for the day, and for wheat, you subtract the base, which is 32. So wheat can grow anytime it's above freezing. So today in Tampa, I looked at the weather a few days ago, but we should be accumulating about 35.5 growing degree units today in Tampa. So this shows the growing degree unit accumulation across our OBT locations in North Carolina. We have one location, Lenore in gray, another one, Washington in blue, and another one, Perquimans in red. And you can see across the state, they are accumulating at different rates, which indicates that heading should be happening for the same variety at different times throughout the state. So in order to rate this, we went to all OBT locations every other day from March 31st to May 1st. Only three of those locations ended up in the model, Lenore, Perquimans, and Plymouth, but I do appreciate everybody driving all over the entire state to go scout these all the time. And for our GDU accumulation, we started counting that on January 1st after the wheat had broken dormancy and had started growing again. So this is what a plot with 0% heading looks like, a plot with 50% heading looks like, and what a whole plot heading looks like. And we went out every day, collected that, and then regressed that presence or absence information with a logistic regression against the growing degree units. And so then, once we did that, we wanted to see if we could predict what day, based on the weather, we would be able to do that. So for a logistic regression, typically, you would use a cutoff of 50%, but we wanted to be as accurate as possible. So we did something called a TSS statistic, which gives you a different probability based on your specific model for using a cutoff prediction. And to calculate that TSS statistic, it's the sensitivity, or the proportion of correctly classified cases of head presence, plus the specificity, or the proportion of correctly classified cases of head absence, minus 1. And so this value does range from negative 1 to 1, and values less than 0 indicate performance no better than random. And for each test statistic, or TSS statistic, for each of our varieties, we use that as a cutoff for making our prediction later. So on average, we had a TSS statistic for all 57 of our varieties of 0.21. I would like to get that up a little higher. We're hoping to add things like vernalization and photoperiod to our model to increase the accuracy of that. We did have a high of up to 0.54, which based on other literature is considered relatively good, and low of 0.06. And so we did see something that's, you know, almost zero, so we're pretty close to being able to actually predict varieties with that. So this, don't get too worried about all these names and GDU units, but this is just how many growing degree units we predicted based on our cutoff values for all the varieties in the OBT. We were able to make a prediction successfully for 54 of the 57. We had three that had a TSS statistic below zero, so we took those out. So those clearly have some sort of vernalization or photoperiod element that we are not capturing. So after we made this prediction, we wanted to know how close the prediction were to the actual heading data, and how well does this GDU accumulation align with curly, early, medium, and late maturity groups, at least for how we've categorized them in North Carolina. So this first graph shows the GDU accumulation in Perquimans County, which is on the eastern part of this state. On the x-axis, we have the date, and on the y-axis, we have GDU accumulation. This green star right here shows our predicted value, or the green circle, and then the yellow star shows when that wheat was actually at 50% heading. So we were within a day on that prediction, which is really awesome. And to get that, we did actual minus predicted, which is 50 GDUs. And this is Harvey's AP 1882. This happens to be the latest heading line in our model. In Perquimans, it was predicted to head out at 1990 GDUs, which occurred on April 22nd, and actually headed out on April 19th. So we were still within 3 days, which for a grower in North Carolina, giving them a 3-day notice for when something will be heading is still going to be really awesome. So this just kind of gives an overview of the averages and the highs and lows for our prediction accuracy across the state. On average, in Lenoir County, we were at 53.6 GDUs, which is really about a day and a half that time of year. It did go up into the 100s, but that's still 3 to 4 days within a week. Very good time range for giving growers when their heading will be happens. And we were down to as low as 5.1 to 0.7 GDUs, so we may be able to tell you the hour your stuff is heading out in the field. So once we figured out how accurate it was, we wanted to see if we could correlate any of that with the current early, medium, or late maturity groups. And so we just kind of looked at how they were categorized and how many GDUs were associated with each of the varieties in those categories. And so you can see early required 1690 to 2040 GDUs, medium required 1800 to 2050, and then late required 1850 to 2110, so there's this huge range of overlap. So just calling something early, medium, or late isn't going to allow a grower or an extension specialist to make any management decisions. So now that we did all this, how can we use this to help with something like scouting for freeze damage? As you guys heard, we did have a freeze in North Carolina this year. This is the growing degree unit accumulation in Union and Perquimans counties. You can see that a lot more growing degree units had accumulated in Union and Perquimans counties at the time of the freeze, which is denoted by those stars right there. And also, Union County is one of our highest producing regions in the state. So this graph shows the GDUs required for AGS 2033 to head out. This is the earliest heading variety in our model. It requires 1,690 GDUs down there. The red bar shows how many GDUs had accumulated in each county at the end of the freeze. So at the end of the freeze in Perquimans County, we were right around 1,200 GDUs. But so it still had about 490 GDUs a few weeks left before it was headed out. However, in Union County, we were right there around 1,500 GDUs. We were within a week of heading. That head was probably down in the boot, and you can see that with the yield. It's reflected because in Union County, that variety only made 48.5 bushels per acre, and in Perquimans County, that same variety made 88.1 bushels per acre. So it was almost exactly half of the yield in the Perquimans County, which is not typical for North Carolina, as Union is a higher yielding environment. So this is the same setup, but this is for Harvey's AP 1882, which is the latest heading variety in our test this year. You can see that in Union, with the black bar, it still had quite a bit of time left to get to heading, to get to that 2,110 GDUs required to head out. And you can see that the yield has really equalized out there. So we were about equal, 107.4 bushels per acre versus 102.2 bushels per acre for that variety. So that freeze definitely affected those earlier heading varieties a lot more than it did those later heading varieties, especially on the extreme ends of the spectrum here. So we're hoping to kind of integrate this into wheat production all over the state. So currently, right now, this GDU information for the first time is on the North Carolina OVT variety characteristic sheet we put out every year. We've completely replaced early, medium, and late with these growing degree unit varieties. So you can find that information there. On the Small Grains website for North Carolina State University, we will be putting growing degree unit accumulation for all of our OVT locations across the state starting on January 1st. And we're also hoping to put up a downloadable Excel GDU calculator for individual growers to be able to calculate growing degree units in their individual field, even if they're not close to one of our OVT locations. So in conclusion, we were successfully able to predict growing degree units required for a heading for 54 varieties of the 57 in the test. We are, with moderate accuracy, we are hoping to add planting date, vernalization, and photo period information to potentially increase that model accuracy, and we will also be continuing to validate this model in the next growing season at different locations across the state. And I'd really like to especially thank everyone in our group for going out. It was a lot to be going out to all these sites and walking them all the time to get this heading date information, and also the North Carolina Small Grain Growers Association for all their funding. And with that, I would like to take any questions.
That definitely
probably could be happening. We are wanting to add other factors to the model, like jointing and other stages of wheat development. I did, with a subset of the data, run it with planting date from this year at the different locations, and the model actually fit worse with planting date and was less accurate. So I don't know if those fall tillers do play as much of an effect, but we haven't applied that to the whole data set quite yet.
Are your growers making some very specific decisions at heading? I mean, is that part of the reason that you started this first stage?
Yes. So fungicide applications for certain diseases go on at heading. And so to know, okay, I know that this is at heading right now, I can start kind of trying to plan out my week a bit better instead of just guessing or saying, oh, I have a medium maturity variety, so I got to do it on, March 1st or whatever. So.